I stand silently looking through the windows of my mind at the world outside, wanting to belong, yet knowing it can never be. I am different from those around me. They have their own small worlds, complete cells, interlocking one with the other, where they live and die with nothing ever disturbing the wheel of life they circle around. I fly among the stars. My world encompasses eternity and reaches back to grasp the dawn of time. Who needs the world? I have myself. The windows of my mind are shuttered now, closed against the anguish that sweeps around the ramparts I have raised. I am an island. You see in me something that no one else has ever found. You call it love and try to capture it to warm your hands by. If I could find it too, I'd wrap it in 1,000 dreams and carry it across the bridge that spans the gulf between our hearts. I don't pretend to like a solitary bed. I much prefer the warmth that another body brings. Sometimes I walk the lonely streets at night, or loiter hopefully in some dark bar, looking for another love to share my loneliness. But in my dreams, your graceful hands come most to mind. Your fingertips, waltzing down my back, perform a dance of love outshining Salome and her seven veils, a lesson that Arthur Murray never thought of teaching. You see in me something that no one else has ever found. Come closer. Let us search together. And maybe I can find it too. Plague was at my heels, running like a madman, heart thumping, eyes staring, fleeing from the sound of just one word, love. 1,000 light years away, I stopped and wondered. Four-letter words upset a lot of people. Love is my four-letter word. So is cage. And for me, they go together. Love has always been a cage for me. Each time that love has happened along, mostly by chance, the bars have followed fast. Have you ever been trapped in a lift with the walls crowding in? That's how love affects me. I guess that's why I'm always alone, even in a crowd. Always searching for a way out, trying to escape from life. And that's another four-letter word. Why shouldn't they be banned and called obscene, like the others, love and life? They cause more trouble than a million demonstrators screaming for justice and discovering truth instead. The trouble is, love sneaks up on you. Even when you're guarding the door, it slips in when your back is turned. And when you find it there, it's grown from one small seed into a vast jungle of lies and truth, happiness and sorrow, today and no tomorrow. This is one reason why I run fast and far whenever I hear a four-letter word like love.